USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Donald Trump and President Biden are marking significant wins across the board in Super Tuesday 2024 presidential primary elections. A total of 16 states and American Samoa held primary elections on Tuesday. There's still no word on if former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley will end her GOP campaign. She managed to win in Vermont and earlier in Washington, D.C. Biden and Trump are the overwhelming favorites for the Democratic and Republican nominations. A key seat in the U.S. Senate is going to be up for grabs soon. That after Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema announced that she will not seek re-election. The independent lawmaker posted a video making the announcement on social media Tuesday, noting the more adversarial and partisan nature of today's politics.
We've arrived at that crossroad, and we chose anger and division. I believe in my approach. But it's not what America wants right now.
The Arizona Senate seat would be an important one, potentially shifting the balance of power in the Senate chamber, where Democrats currently hold a slight majority. Trump-backed Arizona Republican Kerry Lake and Democratic Congressman Ruben Gallego are at least two of the known candidates vying for the seat. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is describing the devastation left in the wake of his state's largest wildfire ever. He visited the burn zone Tuesday. The Smokehouse Creek fire has scorched more than 1 million acres, destroying almost everything in the northern Texas Panhandle region.
What was once homes or other structures or property has been reduced to nothing more than ashes, something that can never be used again whatsoever.
It is feared there are hundreds of thousands of cattle lost in the blaze. The governor putting out an urgent call for hay. Cattle that survived, he says, are starving. Credit card late fees are being capped at $8. This, part of a larger initiative by the Biden administration to get rid of junk fees. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Liberty University's being hit with massive fines for creating an on-campus culture that discouraged the reporting of sexual violence. It'll be the largest penalty ever levied by the U.S. Department of Education. According to the sanction announced Tuesday, the Virginia school will be paying a $14 million fine. Liberty University will be forced to spend another $2 million over the next 2 years for on-campus safety improvements and compliance enhancements. The Christian University will be under federal monitoring through April 2026. New orders for manufactured goods declined for the second straight month in January. The Commerce Department reported a $21 billion decrease for the month following December's slight decline. Unfilled orders increased just over $2 billion in January. Inventories of manufactured durable goods rose for the sixth straight month, with transportation equipment driving much of the increase. The federal government says free COVID-19 tests and free Pfizer Paxlovid antiviral medication are ending. The USPS distribution is set to end Friday, March 8th, because the virus has slowed considerably. Officials say they've delivered over 1.8 billion free COVID-19 tests to the American people, and they could return in the future if the need arises. All pandemic-era doses of Paxlovid are also scheduled to stop being dispensed by pharmacies Friday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.